This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. He said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Mr. Modi said, the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater assurance of safety women will get. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the two-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said, the 75 years of the Supreme Court further enhanced the glory of India as the mother of democracy. He said the people of India have never questioned the Supreme Court or the Indian judicial system. That's why completion of 75 years of Supreme Court is boosting India's pride as the mother of democracy. The Prime Minister said it also emphasizes the cultural proclamation that says Satyamev Jayate. He said in Indian democracy, the judiciary is considered as the protector of the Constitution, and this is a huge responsibility in itself. He said the spirit of these laws is citizen first, dignity first, and justice first. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating the 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court features five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management, and training. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat trains today through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on three routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to the three states of Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. Our correspondent reports that the Vande Bharat Express between Meerut and Lucknow will have 8 coaches and cover the journey in around 7 hours 15 minutes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of the Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to that country. Mr. Jaiswal informed that on the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. A delegation of BJP MLAs met President Draupadi Murmu and demanded the dismissal of the Aam Aadmi Party AAP-led Delhi government. The delegation led by the leader of the opposition of the Delhi Legislative Assembly, Vijender Gupta, submitted a memorandum in this regard to the president. The party highlighted a series of concerns about the functioning of the AAP government under Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that Cyclone Asna, a deep depression over the Arabian Sea, causing heavy rains in Gujarat, is likely to move west-northwest over the northeast Arabian Sea and away from the Indian coast during the next 24 hours. Some parts of Kutch in Gujarat received heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and coastal Karnataka today. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India's medal hopes continue to rest on the shooters on day 3 today. Para-shuttlers and archers are also set to compete in what promises to be another thrilling day of action. In shooting, Swaroop Mahavir Unhalkar will compete in the qualification round of the men's 10-meter air rifle standing SH1, while Rubina Francis will play in the qualification round in women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 this afternoon. In javelin throw, Praveen Kumar will eye to clinch a podium finish in the F57 final event tonight. Defending champion Novak Djokovic suffered a shock defeat against Australia's Alexei Popirin in the third round of the US Open and made his earliest exit at Flushing Meadows since 2006. And that is the end of this news bulletin.